You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's quarantine failure was responsible for Victoria's deadly COVID-19 second wave. Now the inquiry into what went wrong says far greater scrutiny and oversight is needed when the state readmits international arrivals. Premier Daniel Andrews says he will assess the recommendations carefully.
Our aim is to make sure that the very detailed and thorough work that the Board of Inquiry's done absolutely informs the restart of our hotel quarantine scheme, and we'll look at all those recommendations very, very carefully.
The Hotel Quarantine Inquiry has made 69 recommendations in its 84-page interim report tabled in Parliament. Headed by retired Judge Jennifer Coate, it proposes the state's future quarantine program is split into two models, a facility-based model and a home-based model.
People who return to Victoria from overseas are likely to be assessed as suitable to quarantine at home or in a suitable nominated residence with the necessary monitoring, compliance and penalty provisions.
There will be people who, for a range of reasons, are assessed as unable or unsuitable to do so. A facility-based model will be needed for those people, but with a 24/7 police presence and dedicated infection control. The board's final report has been delayed until next month. The Board of Inquiry was meant to hand over its final report today, but needed more time to examine additional evidence. State Opposition Leader Michael O'Brien has criticised its delay.
What this report has come up with is disappointing in many ways. Victorians deserve to know where the failures were in hotel quarantine before the inquiry says, and this is how you fix them. But this report is silent on the failures. It doesn't have the accountability that Victorians deserve. We need to know how the government got this so wrong.
A final report will deliver a full set of recommendations and findings, such as who made the decision to hire private security and rebuff the Australian Defence Force's help. Victoria's second wave of coronavirus, which resulted in more than 18,000 new infections and 800 deaths, can be traced back to outbreaks at the Ridges and Stamford Plaza hotels. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.